Welcome to the Daily Chat. I am your host and creator, Cody Lewis. So a book has appeared itself to be in our possession from a friend of ours, my fiance and I's. It's called The Astrology Dictionary, Cosmic Knowledge from A to Z, by Donna Woodwell. It's just a small book, it's probably like 150 pages or something, but it's about just astrology and the signs and stuff like that. So if you're kind of into that thing, I guess it's kind of a cool little book to know about the dictionary kind of words of it, I guess. But I just happened to scroll through and find, you know, my sign, which is, you know, a Scorpio for November. And it's a noun. This is the definition. This is the whole thing about it. This is pretty cool. So here we go. Scorpios may be secretive and controlling, but there's a good reason. As a fixed water sign, Scorpio feels so deeply that it is not easy to bring things to the surface. Scorpios feel so intensely, secretly in control, are sensible solutions to feel safe. Mars ruled, Scorpios develop tremendous inner strength and courage just to survive in their own skin. Trust doesn't come easy, but once a Scorpio commits, they're loyal to the end. When they feel safe enough to talk, consider it an honor and listen without judgment. The Scorpio constellation is a scorpion, hence. It's also associated in mythology with the eagle or the phoenix. That's kind of cool. Modern astrology associates Scorpio as the eighth zodiac sign with the eighth house via the natural house overlay. Whatever the hell that means, I'll figure it out though. Since the 1960s, astrologers have also given it an affinity with Pluto. I guess that's interesting. So there you go. That's the astrology dictionary on Scorpio. Pretty interesting, I guess. And we're back. Welcome. So this is the little breakdown of it. There, this Scorpio definition, there was a good couple things that definitely stuck out that were like, yo, what the heck does this mean? Because obviously I'm not a huge astrologer, you know, with all this stuff. I just know, you know, Scorpio, I know a couple different things, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Pretty much what I read about myself, I guess. So it says a fixed water sign. So we're going to just, a fixed water sign is it's just a fixed sign here. This is the definition of it. It's a sign mode that falls in the middle of seasons. Its energy feels stabilizing, nurturing, and value-oriented. The fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, and Scorpio, and Aquarius. I didn't know that. Okay. Didn't know any of this. The fixed signs are portrayed in biblical and occult literature, oh gosh, as creatures symbolizing the four directions or four corners of the world. Huh. Their symbols are the bull, Taurus, the lion, Leo, the eagle, Scorpio, and the human or the water bearer, Aquarius. So there's a reason why they give that eagle there, because obviously we heard in, you know, in the Scorpio definition that in, you know, they have given it, where did it go? I'm trying to find it again right there. In this mythology, it's been associated with the eagle or phoenix. There it is. So it said it right there. That's why they say that in there. So that's pretty much all. So our next thing is we're going to figure out what Mars ruled is, because I didn't really understand what that meant, to be honest. And that's kind of cool. So this is a completely, I haven't read most of this. I've just read really the first couple like sentences of each of these things. So it's kind of cool. We're both figuring it out at the same time. Mars. His ruddy glow links Mars
with blood and war. Mars strengthens, fortifies, protects, defends, and stands firm. Unlike the interplanetary Mercury and Venus, Mars can appear anywhere in the night sky along the ecliptic. Oh my god, I'm just whatever. I can't read. For some reason, I just cannot read that word. I'm having an issue with it, but it's fine. It's whatever. His vibe helps us to break away, to pioneer, to complete. Mars will inspire you to sacrifice for your principles. Known as the lesser malefic, fiery Mars signifies things that stimulate, burn, anger, and explode. Oh god, I can see just this definition is wanting me to explode. An unskilled or negatively expressed Mars can turn violent, reckless, cruel, enraged, and destructive. I'm getting destructive about this freaking thing now. Mars rules the zodiac signs Aries and Scorpio. His planetary joy is the sixth house. Well, I didn't know that. We're going to have to figure that one out, everybody. Tuesday is Mars's day of the week. Interesting. In astrological magic, Mars's color is red. His alchemical whatever, just my metal, I guess, is iron. So I guess I have a cool thing with iron. I mean, that's cool. The adjective associated with Mars is marital. Oh, great. Or martial. Via the natural house overlay, modern astrology associates Mars with the first and eighth houses. Bless America, everybody. I tell you what, that's something else. So you're gonna hear these little things called the houses, or this is the definition for houses. Natural houses is a term used to describe a house system overlay that associates the first house with the first zodiac sign Aries, the second house with the second sign Taurus, and so on. A variant of the natural houses known as the 12 letter alphabet has been used primarily in modern astrology since the 1970s to explain the meanings of the houses. So that's all that means, all right? So that's just, you know, fan-freaking-tastic. So, I want to find out what that house was. So, Mars ruled, said the sixth house for my planetary joy comes from the sixth house. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to investigate just a little bit. Here's the sixth house. Look at that. Awesome. The sixth house, the planetary joy of Mars. Interesting. It's really just a house of just... It's really just a house of stuff that takes effort to accomplish. Okay, but that's everything, though. You have to have effort to accomplish anything. So without effort, nothing goes, like, forward. It's just whatever. Okay. So the sixth house is a place of hard work and those who work hard. Or those who work for you. Interesting. It is also a house of all the duties and obligations that require effort to fulfill. Great. It contains health and illness. What the fuck? Maintaining your own body is a kind of obligation so that it can serve you in return. Well, that's fucking just true. That comes with everything, though. Why does this have to go with Mars? Why does this... This goes with everything. It's also the house of small domesticated animals and pets. That's interesting. I do have a keen thing with animals. I'm dead serious. I understand them pretty well. From the days when domesticated animals also had a job to do. Okay, so wow. So it's like I pretty much helped domesticated them back in my days. But I have a whole... That's a crazy thing. Family history. Don't even want to get me started on that, dude. Oh my gosh. That's a whole episode in itself. That's actually like a good couple episodes, I bet. Anyways, so here we go. Back to astrology. The sixth house is one of the cadent houses. Oh, God. I don't want to find out what all of this stuff is. It sits opposite of the 12th house, the planetary joy of Saturn. Interesting. Via the natural house overlay, modern astrology associates the sixth house with Virgo, Mercury, or both. God bless America, everybody. All right, so that's interesting. So I guess Mars gets it from the sixth house, which is a bunch of just hard work and stuff. I get my joy from hard work. I guess I do. I don't know. I mean, in a way, I do. With hard work, there is good stuff that comes out of it. I mean, come on. Like my last episode, 100% or no percent. You know, you put all 100% into something, you're going to get stuff out of it. So you put 100% work into it. Yeah, I mean, so obviously, I guess, you know what? Whatever. Maybe this book is just weird playing of stereotypes. I don't know. Why is it so goofily similar? All right, man. So this is a crazy breakdown, guys, I just have to say. All right, so we have to figure out what the first house is. So the first house that was mentioned... because of, oh shit, where did the, I don't remember why, I really don't remember why the, seriously, I don't remember why, but anyways, so we're just gonna read the first house. I don't entirely remember, but it has to do with me though, I know that, I think. No, it's not. Okay, well, listen, everybody, I did a little, like, just a little, like, you know, studying, going through this stuff, so I was kind of just confused, so maybe I have to go here to the 8th house. So we're just gonna go with the 8th house. The 8th house is actually literally what has to do with me, okay? So the 8th house, because it says it right here, back in the Scorpio definition, modern astrology associates Scorpio as the 8th zodiac sign with the 8th house. So we're at the 8th house. As it enters the 8th house, the sun prepares to set for the day. Consequently, the 8th house represents going into the shadows. It's a place of taboos, shame, and criminals. It's the house of death, since the dead travel to the underworld. It's also considered one of the money houses, as the house of death that governs inheritance. The 8th house is a succedent house, so it contains what supports the 7th house. That includes jointly held funds, money involving spouses or partnerships, and money that is owed to others. Planets located in the 8th house don't make a major aspect with the ascendant, and therefore require more effort to make their expression conscious. The 8th house sits opposite the 2nd house. Modern astrology via the natural house's overlay links the 8th house with Scorpio, Mars, and Pluto, or all of them, which in fact it does all of them because it's literally everything in Scorpio. So Scorpio is the 8th house, Scorpio part of the 8th house. Hello, ha, ha, Pluto too. Some modern astrologers also associate the 8th house with sex. That's interestingly fucking hilarious. Oh my god.
Outside. That's so funny, people. Oh my gosh, for real. So I just want to learn a little bit about Pluto here. We're gonna find it just real fast, and that'll be the ending of this breakdown, because I can't do this anymore. This is getting rough, man. Oh man. All right, so I gotta find Pluto. There we go. Pluto's 248 year orbit, damn, is highly elliptical. He spends 14 to 30 years in each zodiac sign. Wow, interesting. Since Pluto was first spotted less than 100 years ago, we've yet to experience Pluto in all
the signs. That's awesome. That's so crazy. That's insane. Consequently, it's not clear what Pluto may signify. Some astrologers call him the most important planet in the sky. Others swear he has little impact. Modern astrology associates Pluto with primordial, creative, and destructive forces. That's cool. I mean, in a way, I do like a lot of primordial stuff. Like old, you know, Viking-style stuff. I do like a lot of that stuff. So it's a primal state of humans, for real. Get at me if you want to discuss that. What's up? Anyways, when he sits, he may give insight into how we transform, transmute, regenerate, heal, renew, or purge. Power is another Pluto keyword. That's interesting. In both the positive and negative sense. You can see that. Pluto is also linked to the hidden, the occult, the taboo, or even the shameful. Why does everything have to be with occults and taboo, man? I'm not really liking this. I'm not really part of occult or taboo. Nope. Modern astrology first associated Pluto with the zodiac sign Aries, then later with Scorpio. Via the natural house overlay, Pluto and Scorpio are linked to the eighth house. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was the breakdown of Scorpio. Holy crapoli. A lot of information. Listen, let me know if you're into this book. I can help you find a link for it. If not, listen, I'll read some more into it. But let me know. I could read your sign and a little bit about you. So, with this, everybody, have a great, freaking awesome day. All right. Good day. Hey, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that episode just as much as I did making it for you. Thank you to my supporters and followers. If you are using Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please, 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 please leave a rating and a review. It helps the show gain more traction and audience. Make sure to check out the Daily Chat's Facebook page. Also remember, just doing it is easier than not doing it and wishing you had done it. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.